to my Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet Hanach Toimim, the bakers. Since the bakers would get a lot of pressure from the government that they should sell things for cheap, and we're dealing with nachtom that are chaverim, and they bought grain from an Am Haaretz, which was demai, so the chacham weren't machmir on these nachtomim to be mafrish that which they sold. The bakers did not have to be mafrish, only trumas meiser, but not meiser sheni. Trumas meiser is basically, they would figure it out 1/100th, because trumas meiser is the truma of the meiser, so it's the truma portion of what the levi would have to give. But they did not have to give meiser sheni. The reason is because it's a big tircha to go and need to take it to Yerushalayim, or to be paided, and then take the money to Yerushalayim. But this only applied that if they knew they were selling it to another chaver. But if this chaver baker was selling it to an Alma Aretz, there, even the Meister Sheni, he had to take off before he sold it. The Mishnah continues, HaChenvonim, Einon Rishayin Limkor Sedemai. Now, Chenvonim, since they were storekeepers, so they don't do as much volume, but what they sell, they make more profit. So the Chenvonim were not allowed to sell Demai, because since they made a lot of profit, there was no Kula on them. And they had to go and be Mafrish, both Trumas Meister and Meister Sheni also. Kol HaMashpiyin B'mida Gasa, Rishayin Limkor Sedemai. Whoever is Mashpia and provides a lot in great quantities, Rishayin Limkor Sedemai, they're allowed to sell because they don't make as much profit, so they can sell it to the public. Elu Heina Mashpiyin B'mida Gasa. So these are the ones that are Mashpiyin B'mida Gasa that they provide to the public in large amounts. Kegoin Hasitainois U'Moichrei Tvua. Sitainois, see, it's a little confusing what this means. It's generally wholesalers, but the Rav sort of says it's the wholesalers that would buy wheat and grain, and then sell it to the storekeepers. But that's also what Umoichrei Tvua is. So the Tosfos Yontov is bothered by this, too. So the Tiferes Yisrael actually explains that Sitoinos are people that sell the wet items that need to take off Trumas and Maisus and Maisus Sheni, which is like wine and oil, and they would sell it in large amounts. And the Umoichrei Tvua are those that sell a lot of dry goods, grains, and things like that that are dry. And this is based off of Tosfos Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, as far as Situn is called a Moicher Belach, and obviously Moicher Tvua would then be Avish.